Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, folks, we got in here just a little bit too late tonight. We have a couple of the kids coming in tonight to visit for about a couple of days, and I was expecting them to show up about 5 o'clock, but they didn't. They'll be in about 3 hours. So I will be able to do my show without them being in the way or without me having to stop the show to actually be with them. But tonight we've got a whole bunch of things to think about here. America needs sanity and thinking. We don't have either one of those going on in the left today, and a lot of the Republicans are the same way. The other day on Friday, when this show usually airs, Roe versus Wade was gotten rid of. Now, this does not mean abortion is illegal. Listen to me, you protesters, it doesn't. And protesters is an easy word because you guys are nothing more than rioters. It just takes abortion off the table for the federal government and puts it in the hands of the states so they can decide. And this is where it should be in the first place, folks. But the protesters and rioters all over this nation rioting and defacing federal property because of this landmark ruling are doing nothing but breaking the law. And they will continue. Mark my words, they will continue until the law is enforced and these lawbreakers are punished to the full extent of the law. And they should be, folks. And this will, and I will get into this tonight. And if I can, I will even give a lesson on the Constitution, if possible. But what is going on in this nation right now is the left is allowing lawbreakers to break the law and have absolutely no consequences for the things they're doing. They're killing people, they're murdering babies, and then they're protesting and defacing public property and federal property, which is a misdemeanor or at least a felony, and nobody's doing a thing about it. The news is actually starting to report stuff like this, but nobody is doing a thing about it. All we can see is that people say, oh, they're just being them. They're just doing their constitutional right to protest. No, folks, when they start defacing things and start knocking down statues and start destroying stuff, that's when it ceases to become their right. That's when it ceases to become something they are allowed to do. But the left doesn't care about this. The left doesn't care about this. They want to let these people do what they want to do, destroy people's lives, destroy people's jobs, destroy everything in the name of what they think is happening. And if they use their brains for something more than just a little bit of animal fodder, they would find out that with Roe versus Wade being overturned like it is, it doesn't make abortion illegal. It doesn't. All it does is sends it back to the states. And I have an article on this on the states that it's going to be legal in. States that it won't be. And if you're one of these morons who decides that you've got to protest over this because now you can't kill your babies in your states, if you can't kill your babies in your states, go to another state. Another state will let you do it. You can come here. They're already talking about here in New Mexico how New Mexico is going to get an influx of people coming here so that they can get Michelle Lujan Grisham's abortion policy of even on the day of birth, you can get an abortion. This woman is evil. But she's going to be bringing, because all of this stuff that's going on here, she's going to be bringing a lot of these people into this state to get abortions where they can't in their states. And there are a few states, folks, where you cannot get an abortion, which is hallelujah, thank God. Because all abortion is, folks, is murder. You might not be able to see the baby because it's inside the mother's womb, but it's alive. It's a living being. And if you're one of these people who thinks that you can just go to a doctor and have an abortion anytime that you guys want, that it's your right, let me tell you, it isn't your right. Where your rights end is when you spread your legs in a bed. Where your rights end is where you decide all of a sudden, I'm going to have sex. I don't care about the possibilities because I can get an abortion. This is wrong, folks. It's been wrong since the beginning of time. God has told us murder is wrong. Man's laws change, but God's laws do not. And with God's law, abortion is murder. And all you're doing is murdering a baby that now, because of your actions, has no chance at life. Maybe all you people who have been protesting the fact that now you can't murder your own babies, maybe you should have been murdered in the womb with you when you were born, huh? How would you feel about that? Probably wouldn't like that at all. But that's what you're doing to these little babies that have absolutely no choice in the matter. They're growing into a baby in their mother's womb and you want to get rid of it. So go to the doctor, have him pull you out. This is ridiculous. This is it should be against the law. And in some states it is, thank God. And in more and more states are starting to figure this one out. Thank God.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he can...
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
We are back. The chat room is open. Nobody's in there right now, but one of the things that I've been looking at, and we have to start thinking about this kind of thing, folks, is I live in New Mexico. New Mexico has a law that says that abortions can be had by women all the way up to the day of birth. And we've had a whole bunch of headlines since Roe versus Wade was overturned right here in New Mexico from the Pinion Post, which I read from a lot. Headlines such as pro-lifers rejoice Roe's fall, MLG, which is our evil governor, promises to fight like hell for abortions. This woman is evil, folks. And the man who's running against her right now, Ronchetti, breaks his silence on the U.S. Supreme Court's abortion decision. And I'm going to have to read that one. And another one, socialists, pro-abortion groups protesting in Albuquerque against Roe reversal. They don't seem to realize that it doesn't matter here. It's going back to the states. This state's liberal. This state is run by an evil woman who says that abortion's fine all the way up until the day of birth. Another one, angry pro-aborts protest Dobbs' decision despite New Mexico having unlimited abortion. You hear this, folks? They're still protesting even though here in New Mexico, they can have as much abortion anytime they want. And another one, Democrat Representative Melanie Stansbury thinks LGBTQ men can get abortions. First off, how? They can't even get pregnant. See how stupid this world is getting, folks? And another one from New Mexico here. The big New Mexico connection to the landmark Dobbs Supreme Court case. That one I want to read. That one sounds interesting. Another one, MLG signs pro-abortion executive order to further promote abortions. And this happened after Roe versus Wade was overturned. So she's pushing this. She wants abortion. She wants to be known as the baby-murdering queen of the world. All she is an evil bitch. We have to stop and think about this stuff here, folks, because the left will not allow you to talk about topics that are sensitive for them. Abortion's one. And this show is going to cover several things. It's going to cover the abortion issue and the electric car issue. The second one that I wanted to talk about was one that had the headline in Western Journal that says, oops, you're not allowed to talk about that. Press secretary cuts off reporter for bringing up sensitive talk. The sensitive topic, electric cars. Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey hit a raw nerve during Thursday's news briefing when he tried to get President Joe Biden's press secretary, you know, that little woman that doesn't seem to know what the hell she's talking about. And I always thought that maybe Peppermint Patty, what's her face, was bad. She's nothing compared to this new one. But he tried to get President Joe Biden's press secretary to tell us all just how much financial pain the president expects of all of us where it concerns Joe's cause, the electric vehicle. Ducey especially cited the affordability problems of the electric cars that most people will tell you about, that Biden keeps trying to push on America, but he didn't get far into the discussion before Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cut him off and refused to speak any further on the subject. Of course not. She's afraid of it. So is Biden, because they know they're on the wrong side of the aisle on this one. But Ducey pointed out that the new electric vehicles are currently far more expensive than new gas-powered cars, and even more expensive, and even with more expensive gasoline, electric vehicles are simply not cost-effective. Yet Biden continues to claim he wants to destroy the oil industry and insists that all Americans need to buy electric cars. Finally, somebody brings up the point that I've been bringing up for a long time, and Ducey does it. He says Ducey wanted to know just how much of this painful transition Biden expects of Americans. Quote, a lot of people can't afford a $60,000 electric car, and they are also having a hard time affording gas right now. That sounds like a painful transition. So how much of that kind of pain is the president okay with? Unquote. And Jean-Pierre stated when then stopped and started over, she says, no, that transition, we are in a transition to clean energy. That is something that is important. It is going to create jobs. Yeah, sometime in the future, maybe. When you think about electric vehicles, it's going to give families some tax credits. It's going to be really important to have. Unquote. But that was not really a reply to the question he'd asked. So Ducey hammered on the subject. Quote, but right now, who can afford an electric car? The average price is $61,000. Is that realistic? Is that the choice? $5 a gallon gas or a $61,000 electric car? Instead of delivering a serious answer, Jean-Pierre cut Ducey's line of inquiry short and accused him of somehow comparing apples to oranges. And this is freaking ridiculous, folks. She said, first of all, that's apples and oranges, she exclaimed before talking of Biden's widely disliked idea of gas tax holiday. Now, here's where she made her mistake. She said, it's going to make a difference. We're talking about 18 cents on the federal level. We're talking about an average of 30 cents on the state level. And if the oil refinery does their job, if they do what we're asking them to do, which is put their profits back in so that gas prices can go down, that's almost a dollar per gallon. That matters, unquote. She then listed some folks to whom the administration apparently believes it matters, teachers, construction workers, and rather oddly, lifeguards, before moving on to another journalist. All right, we're done, she concluded dismissively. Of course, Jean-Pierre's claim that Biden could save Americans $1 per gallon is absurd. Even if he were able to enact a tax holiday to put a temporary halt to federal taxes, he does not have the ability to force the states to temporarily cancel their taxes too. He doesn't have that authority. Biden's tax holiday can only affect federal taxes, currently 18.4 cents a gallon. Granted, that's still too much. Excuse me. but if you fill up your car's 15-gallon tank at $5 per gallon, you'd only save about $2.75 on your $75 purchase. Two tanks of gas, and you'll have enough saved enough to go to a Starbucks once, if you order carefully. This is hardly the sort of savings that matters. It does not seem that Americans are being fooled much. Only 27% of respondents approved of Biden's handling of gas prices, according to the recent ABC News IPSOS poll. Regardless, Ducey was completely correct here. Few Americans can afford a brand new $60,000 vehicle. Even with gas at $5 or more per gallon, it would still be cheaper over the long term to operate a gas-powered car for most people. And in the article, they had this poll, which they always do in Western Journal. It says, are you interested in owning an electric vehicle? 2% or 57 people said yes. 98% or 3,370 said no. So that kind of shows you where that one's going. But she doesn't care. Few Americans can afford to a brand new $60,000 vehicle, like I said. That doesn't even include with the gas and everything, and saying that it would still be cheaper over the long run, long term, to operate a gas-powered car for most people. That doesn't even include the price of the gas of the electric car. Doesn't even include the up to $2,000 upgrade that electric vehicle owners will often spend to put in a home charging station, nor the increased yearly car registration fees that many states charge on vehicles that won't incur gas taxes, nor the growing number of other taxes, such as per mile taxes, that states are starting to enact. Compound all these issues with the fact that public charging stations are still far and few in between, service technicians are sparse, and replacement parts are not yet well stocked, and you have a situation where your EV ownership brings far more problems than expected. Finally, it is interesting to note that the left is telling us to save the nation by purchasing electric cars, even as our governments are telling us to limit the use of electricity this summer because the power grid is too fragile to bear the load. So how the hell is this fragile power grid supposed to bear the load of all of us owning electric cars? Ducey was basically right on the money with his questions. The electric vehicle is just not ready or affordable for mass use, which explains why the Biden administration cannot take any hard questions about the fantasy that electric cars are ready to replace America's gas-powered vehicles. They're not. Not even close. And then when you have to replace the battery, and all of us know, all of us have had these rechargeable batteries. They don't last forever. Couple of years and you have to replace them. They start going dead. They start not taking a good charge. My new computer that I bought early in 2021 or in mid time of the year for 2021, probably about a year ago now, already needs a new battery, because the battery will not hold a charge. The computer that I use for my show, it's an older computer, but it needs a new battery because the battery does not hold a charge. I can unplug it, and within about 30 minutes, the battery's almost dead. So it's always plugged in. Batteries go bad. And in an electric car, that's at least a $10,000 investment that you're going to have to do every couple of years. And on top of that, the lithium that they have to mine for these batteries is worse on the on our environment than gasoline-powered cars. So we're not helping the environment here. We're actually hurting it by letting the government come along and say, oh, you have to buy these cars because they're so much better for gas. And then we have representatives like the one I talked about a couple weeks ago on my last show that went from Minnesota or somewhere up there and went all the way to Washington, D.C. in her electric car and was talking about how great it was to pass up all these gas stations because she didn't have to buy gas. But how many times did she have to stop to charge that vehicle? How much electricity did she use to charge that vehicle? How long did it take to get from Washington, from where she started in Michigan or Detroit or wherever the hell she started from, to get to Washington, D.C.? I could have done it in probably less than a day in my Mustang. All I would have had to have done was stop every 400 miles or so and fill it with gas, which only takes a couple of minutes. And then I'm on my way again. But every time she stops, she has to charge her vehicle, which takes a lot longer than a couple of minutes. Consequently, she got in trouble for that tweet that she talked about there. And it's absolutely insane what's going on in this country right now. Because we've got the New York Supreme Court now eliminating a law that allowed 800,000 citizens to vote. This is a good thing. Good things are happening all over this nation, folks, even in New York. They have a law that allowed illegals and non-citizens to vote. That law has been eliminated now. All those people thinking that things are not changing. We have to stop and think about this. Our nation has been leaning left and allowing the leftists and the politicians to do what they want to us for generations now. It's not going to change overnight, but things are happening pretty fast nonetheless. And all these people on the left have left is the fact that they're losing and they're starting to really panic. We had leftist politicians saying, go and protest in front of justices' homes. This is a felony, folks. You cannot do this. But the left was telling everybody, do it. And people were doing it. Nobody went to jail over it, except for that guy that threatened Kavanaugh. But then we have David Horowitz, who is supposed to be such a brilliant legal mind, After the ruling was put down that he was charged with attempted murder, he said, you can't charge him with attempted murder. Why the hell not? That's my only question. Why the hell not? He came from California, went all the way to Kavanaugh's neighborhood with the intent to murder him. This is intent. What does he have to do? Murder him in order to be charged with attempted murder? This is where our nation has gone wrong, folks. There are no consequences to anything unless murder happens. And we have legal scholars telling us exactly that. We can't continue doing this, folks. It's insane. On today's breaking news, we have all kinds of things happening, like Fox News' Brian Kilmeade says Trump is unhinged. Most everybody who did not like Trump thinks he was unhinged, and this includes many on the right. But if you would stop, get rid of your Trump derangement syndrome for just a little while, and look at the things that he did while he was president, and you would see he did more for this country than almost any other president in history did. And I'm not saying more against this country. He did more for this country than almost any other president in history did. All while he is being impeached, lies were being told about him, P-gate, all of the things that the Democrats were pushing on him, the two impeachments, and he still got more done with all that going against him. And every time he held a rally, even before the election, every time he held a rally, he'd have tens of thousands of people at his rallies. Biden would hold a rally and he'd have like 15 chairs inside little circles. Some were filled and others weren't. He spoke to an empty area. And then they try and tell us he got more votes than anybody in history. He couldn't even fill a backyard. Trump is still holding rallies. Tens of thousands of people still come to those rallies, and the left is panicking. They're panicking and they're losing their minds over it because they can see the American people still support him. And they're doing everything they can to push new ideas that will make it illegal for him to run for president again. And nobody's doing a thing about it. Nobody's fighting against that. Well, a few people are saying things about it, but nobody's being prosecuted. Pelosi should be in jail for the things that she did. Tearing up a speech after Trump made it, that copy of the speech that she tore up was a National Archive at that point in time. It was illegal to tear that up. She did. She's still Speaker of the House. Now, if a Republican would have done that to a, say, Jimmy Carter speech or a Bill Clinton speech or even a Hillary Clinton speech before she, even though she was never president, that Republican would probably be in jail now. But is Nancy Pelosi? Nope. Nobody even freaking slapped her wrist over that one. And on top of that, there was another article that I found that was about Pelosi where she got in trouble. Where the headline was, Pelosi raked over the coals after getting physical with a little girl who got too close during the photo op. Only Democrats can get away with stuff like this. If a Republican tried something like this, it would be front page news all over the place. But the only person that really brought this out was conservative actor James Woods. And he's been making sure everybody knows it, including the girl's mother. No one gets to be Speaker of the House of Representatives without having sharp elbows. But most politicians don't use them on little girls. Pelosi did. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was caught in a video doing exactly that during a swearing-in ceremony for the latest, for the newest elected Republican member of the House. And of course, conservative actor James Woods has been making sure that everyone knows it, including the girl's mother. In a Twitter post published Sunday night, newly elected Representative Myra Flores of Texas blasted Pelosi for elbowing the girl during a photo op that followed Flores' swearing in on Tuesday as Fox News reported. The video was posted to Twitter by Woods, a man whose social media skill is set is perfect for driving leftists bananas. And he does. He says, "I love this. Princess stood her ground while Nancy showed her true colors," Woods wrote. And he added the video of her doing this. And Flores took it from there. Maya Flores for Congress, she says, "I'm so proud of my strong, beautiful daughter for not allowing this to faze her. She continued to smile and pose for the picture like a queen. No child should be pushed to the side for a photo op, period." But is Pelosi in trouble for this? Nope. And she never will be either, because she's a Democrat. And there's where the whole double standard comes in. If a Republican had done that, if in this picture it was Myra Flores and Nancy Pelosi's grandkids or something was beside her, and they got a little bit too close and Myra Flores actually elbowed the girl, Pelosi would hit the freaking ceiling over that, and Flores would be in trouble. But Pelosi, no, she's just a I don't want to say the word she is, because it's not a very nice one. It starts with a C and ends with a T. But Flores wrote, "I'm so proud of my strong, beautiful daughter for not allowing this to faze her." Absolutely. But did the media cover this? No. They might have showed the clip, but they never said a word about that. And most of the people who support Pelosi probably never even saw it. And still probably have never seen it, because the media will not talk about it. You have to go to Western Journal or One America News or Newsmax to see stuff like this. And if you don't go to the ones I just named, or others like Breitbart, you won't see this kind of thing, because the media will gloss over it. And if they can possibly do it, though, since the section that was offensive was only like about a second or so, they just clip that out of there so it doesn't show. But that's the Democrats for you. But the article goes on to say, well, that's the kind of thing that should go without saying. Along with, just to pull an example out of the air, no one should try to assassinate a Supreme Court justice over an opinion he's voting on, or organize demonstrations outside the homes of Supreme Court justices to try to illegally, got that word there? Illegally influence their opinions. And that's exactly what's going on now. The ruling came down on Friday, and since then we have had riots all over this nation. I won't call them protests. When you deface public property, when you deface federal property, that's a crime. And they can't say they don't know who did it. Because no matter what, folks, you know damn good and well that like in the Lincoln Memorial and other memorials around Washington, D.C. where this has happened, there are cameras everywhere. There are cameras everywhere that caught the act and at least caught the eyes of the people doing it. And through that, they can be identified. And if they follow them far enough back to their cars, they're going to take that mask off. There's cameras everywhere, folks. They can be identified. Democrats prove this every time something goes against them. If a Republican or a conservative does something that's against the law, they get caught. And rightfully so. But they get caught. And why? Because they use the technology that's available to catch them after the act. So they can show, okay, here comes this person, here's where they take the mask off, there's the face, facial recognition, you've got them, that's it. Democrats won't do that. Democrats will go as far as to get rid of the film that's been filmed, not film anymore, but digital stuff that's been used, gotten of this person taking their mask off so that they can be identified. That will be deleted. It'll be gone. Democrats do this all the time. They do it here in New Mexico. But the article goes on to say, and maybe it should even be understood that no major political party should endorse barbarous violence that turns the cities of the United States into a burning war zones at ruinous costs and even results in the loss of life. Even the left-wing UK Guardian placed the death toll from the 2020 rioting at 25 while pointing out that, of course, the demonstrations that year were overwhelmingly peaceful. You remember that CNN reporter who was saying, the peaceful protest in the whole city was behind him was burning. Peaceful protest, my butt. These were riots, plain and simple. And everybody who took part in it were filmed doing it, and they should be in jail now. But Pelosi's a Democrat. And for 21st century Democrats, violence is, as leftist radical H. Rapp Brown said back in the 1967 as American as cherry pie. Now, what Pelosi did in elbowing this little girl might well be small potatoes compared to the left's more infamous moments lately. She didn't even torch a cop with a homemade flamethrower, for instance. That's something that happened. In fact, it was the same. It was kind of tame, even by Pelosi's own standards, when she indulged in a nationally televised temper tantrum back in February of 2020 and ripped up then-President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. There was little doubt that she would have ripped off the chief executive's head, too, if she was in any kind of position to do so. But there's no denying she was willing to employ physical force against another person to get her way. The fact that it was a political rival's child just adds to the whole Cruella de Vil vibe that Pelosi has just about perfected. And the question on this article from Western Journal says, would you call what Pelosi did violent? 86% of the people said yes. I voted on it, said yes. 14% said no. But of course, those 14% are the ones who are going to vote for a Democrat no matter what the hell they do to this nation. But if you look at what happened with this little girl, it also fit at least one definition in the word violence. The Webster's New World College Dictionary's third definition of the word is an unjust or callous use of force or power in violating another's rights, sensibilities, etc. That elbow looked pretty callous. And as to violating rights and sensibilities, being a young girl getting elbowed by an older woman with the cameras running probably feels a good deal like a violation of something very similar to that, or an attempted violation. Flores' daughter wasn't giving an inch. But it was also a personification of Democrat hypocrisy. The incredibly wealthy, incredibly privileged, incredibly liberal, and incredibly white politician literally elbowing a young brown girl who just got too close for comfort. The distaste on Pelosi's face, like a country club matron being confronted with uppity help, was evident even with that perennial plastic smile plastered on her face. Flores had plenty of supporters on social media who jumped to rake Pelosi over the coals for the casually entitled arrogance. Benny Johnson said Nancy Pelosi elbows the little daughter of new GOP Congresswoman Myra Flores. What a witch. That's exactly what she is. She's a witch, just like the witch, evil witch that we have residing up in Santa Fe here in New Mexico. Another one, J.T. Martin, said that's her vodka holding hand. She likes that one free in case a drink comes by. And another one, Gain USA 2020, said Pelosi is trash. Absolutely. But Flores, who just won the GOP seat in Congress, isn't afraid of Pelosi. After winning an upset victory on June 14th in the Lone Star State's 34th congressional district, the Republican is ready for work. The fact that her elections is being seen as a harbinger of November's midterms can't make Pelosi very happy either. On Friday, the same day Pelosi and other Democrats were going into spasms over the Supreme Court ruling overturning abortion, the staunchly pro-life Flores publicly praised the Almighty for the decision when she tweeted, "I thank God for the Supreme Court's historic decision today. It is clear that the Constitution never created a right to abortion, and this ruling rightly returns the authority to regulate abortion back to the people and their elected representatives in the state." This woman gets it. All these people who are protesting and rioting because of this overturned Roe versus Wade thing don't get it. They don't understand that abortion's still legal. You can come to New Mexico. You can get an abortion anytime you want. I've got another article here that lists the states and how they stand. And this one's an interesting one, too, when it comes to people who think that this is a horrible thing to say, a horrible thing. Let me see if I can find it here. Let's see. I just found another one that says Pennsylvania drag queen charged over 25 times for perverted acts with kids, and yet we got parents who are bringing kids to drag queen story hour. This is insane, folks. The things that are going on in this nation are insane. We have to start watching what's going on. We have to start protesting what's going on. We have to start stopping what is going on. Because the left won't do it, and the right, for the most part, are too big of wusses to even say, now, wait a minute, you can't do this. There are some like Ted Cruz and all of the big names, Boebert and all of these others that have come out and against what the left is doing. But they're not big enough. They're not enough of a number to do this, to stop it. And we have to start watching what is going on. We have to start thinking about what is going on in this nation. The things that are going on in this nation are absolutely insane. The things that are being allowed in this nation are absolutely insane. Now, I'm trying to find this article that I had found earlier. And it talks about the states, state by state, when it comes to what is going on in America with the states and abortion. And if I can find it, I'll read this to you, because this lists every state as to how they stand with abortion. There are states where you cannot have one. It doesn't matter. Like South Carolina, fetal heartbeat law goes into effect. Once the heartbeat is detected, you can't do it. Abortion is illegal there. And even in California, voters to weigh constitutional right to abortion, you do not have a constitutional right to abortion. But even California is starting to check that one out. And we even had the Supreme Court give a prayer decision the other day that said that all of this stuff about prayer not being able to be said in Congress was illegal. Supreme Court overturned that one. We've got stuff here, folks, that is going on in this nation right now that is killing the left. And we have to start watching. We have to start looking at what is going on, because things are falling apart for the Democrats. And what they're doing is constantly pushing things that normal people want to go against. And we have to start watching this, folks, because if we don't, this nation is going to go down the tubes and things are going to get worse. We will be right back for the second hour of the show.
Conservative Nation Media is the one network where America always wins, because we agree with Trump. Fake news is not where it's at.
As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that I and the Sky Drone Services comes into play.
You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil field and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit. Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henners of Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico and CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
One of the things that I was I've been putting together an advertisement for that I'm going to be advertising on this show, and when I start my daily updates back up again, probably next week, I'm going to be talking about this, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about them right now. It's a group here out of Albuquerque called Warriors Serving Warriors. And their mission is to remember, honor, and serve our veterans and their families, which is a good thing. The vision is to put an end to homelessness and suicides amongst our veterans and empower them to be leaders in our communities. Now, the organization, Warriors Serving Warriors, is comprised of veterans from all branches of our U.S. military with a variety of backgrounds and professions. And one of their logos is the American flag with the eagle flying in front of it. It says, "No man left behind." What they do is Warrior Serving Warriors actively seeks to find veterans who want to be part of our organization and who desires to help equip veterans and their families to fight the good fight and move forward and achieve great success in their lives. This is a good thing, folks. Of course, the left is probably against this, but they, where they are is the, that says we are currently proudly serving veterans in Albuquerque metro area with future plans of expanding throughout the state of New Mexico. We meet every month to strategically plan and execute plans to reach our veteran community. Many veterans in New Mexico are dealing with PTSD, medical issues, and are looking for direction to pursue a new career to assimilate into civilian life and move forward in a positive direction and enjoy a fulfilled life. Warriors Serving Warriors is available to help veterans discover and accomplish their goals by giving them direction and or referring them to somebody that can help them better their lives. And this includes veterans who are homeless. This organization will help you to find a home. If you're a veteran and your family is out on the streets, as many are here in Albuquerque, and the main reason for that is because of Tim Keller, our governor, or not our governor, but our mayor here in Albuquerque, who allows all this stuff, actually says that they can use empty lots to pitch their tents in. It doesn't matter where the empty lot is. If it's right beside your house, then you've got people living beside you in an empty lot in tents. And a lot of these people that are being put into these areas are illegals who shouldn't even be here in the first place. And if this wasn't being allowed, the city could possibly, of course they won't because they're run by a liberal who doesn't care about law and order, but the city could buy these lots and erect homes for these homeless veterans, and this would be a good thing. But their plan at Warriors Serving Warriors, and they say no man left behind, their number is 505-302-1999, or you can find them at warriorservingwarriors.org. And their email is wswnmvets@gmail.com. That's Warriors Serving Warriors, folks. This is a good organization, and somebody needs to step forward and try and help them in any way they possibly can. Another article that I had found that I'm trying to find where I was at. It was in, I just had it here. Okay, well, I just had it here just a few minutes ago. There it is, Roe versus Wade overturned. This is from Newsmax. It says, Roe versus Wade overturned. Here's how the abortion ruling will affect each state. Now, this is what I was, what I've been trying to tell you folks. Abortion is not illegal. All you have to do is go to a state that still allows it. New Mexico is one of them. But the article says U.S. Supreme Court has formally overturned the U.S., the Roe versus Wade case from 1973, which legalized abortion in America for nearly 50 years. Friday's landmark ruling effectively returns all abortion-related matters to the states where it should be. It doesn't outlaw abortion. It returns it to the states. Now, some states will likely enact legislation to ban or severely abortion to ban or severely curtail abortion immediately or in a relatively short time. Conversely, other states might challenge the basis of the Supreme Court's formal judgment through other esteemed cases. Newsmax offers a capsule to look at the various states and Washington, D.C., and how they are moving forward with abortion rights in the wake of the court's 5-4 decision. Now, in Alabama, it's potentially illegal. The Republicans control the state legislature and the governor's office, meaning it'll likely be a smooth process for banning or restricting abortion access. In 2019, Alabama lawmakers made it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy, with no exceptions granted for pregnancies resulting from rape or incest. The only viable exception was the woman's health being at serious risk. Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall said abortion providers operating in violation of state law should immediately cease and desist operations. That's Alabama. Alaska, the legality is full. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision likely won't have an immediate effect on abortion rights in Alaska due to prior precedent. The Alaska's Supreme Court has already interpreted the right to privacy in the state's constitution by encompassing abortion rights. That means for now, abortion is legal throughout the various stages of a woman's pregnancy. Arizona, legal for now. The 15-week ban on abortion, similar to Florida and other states, will reportedly go into effect no later than September 29th. In the meantime, it remains to be seen if the state's pre-Roe versus Wade law, which prohibited abortion, will be enforced over the next 3-plus months. Arkansas, illegal soon. The Republican-controlled legislature has supported abortion bans and restrictions in recent years. As such, Arkansas could be among the first or second wave of states to ban abortion, with the notable exception of a woman's health being at risk. California, legality is full. Abortions are legal in California throughout every stage of a woman's pregnancy. The state Supreme Court has identified a right to abortion in the state constitution, and the state law also protects full abortion access. So if you don't live in California and you want an abortion and you won't allow it in your state, go to California. Colorado, legality full. There are no ambiguities with Colorado's views towards abortions. The procedures are legal throughout a woman's pregnancy, and the state grants full abortion access to those who require the service. So go to Colorado. Connecticut, legality full. The state's governor and General Assembly support abortion rights. Connecticut offers legalized abortion through every stage of a woman's pregnancy. The state law also protects full abortion access. So in other words, in these states, the fetus, the baby growing in the woman's womb has absolutely no rights at all. Delaware, legality full. The Democrats largely control the legislative moves with abortion, which is legal in Delaware through every stage of a woman's pregnancy. State law also protects full abortion access. Washington, D.C., legality full. Democrats control Washington's local jurisdiction. As such, abortion is legal throughout a woman's pregnancy, and the district grants full abortion access. Florida, legality full. In April, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning abortion after the initial 15-week period. Friday's ruling seemingly strengthens that initiative. The week 15 ban goes into effect on July 1st, which is coming up. Georgia, legality, legal for now. Georgia allows abortions until 20 weeks after fertilization, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is currently weighing the merits of lifting the injunction on a 6-week ban. This potential ban would reportedly account for 87% of abortions in the state. The Republicans currently control the legislature and the governor's office. Hawaii, legality full. Democrats control the governor's office and roughly 90% of the seats in the state house and Senate. Sorry about that. In other words, expect Hawaii to preserve its standing of being the first state to allow abortions at a woman's request, which was done in 1970, in the wake of Friday's Supreme Court ruling. Idaho, illegal soon. For now, abortion is legal throughout a woman's pregnancy, but perhaps as early as next month, Idaho abortions might only be legal in cases of rape, incest, and when the woman's health is at serious risk. Illinois, legality full. In Illinois, the abortion restrictions cover the point of viability when it's determined that a fetus could survive outside the womb. This stage typically occurs around the 24th, 25th, or 26th weeks. Indiana, legality full. Conservative-minded Indiana allows abortions only until 20 weeks after fertilization. However, it's worth noting, neither the state Supreme Court nor the state constitution have formally recognized abortion. And lawmakers are expected to meet soon in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark ruling. Iowa, legality full. The state Supreme Court has recognized abortion under the state constitution. Similar to Indiana, abortions in Iowa are permitted until 20 weeks after fertilization. Kansas, legality full. Abortions are legal in Kansas until 22 weeks after the woman's last menstrual period. The state Supreme Court recognizes abortion rights in the state's constitution. However, come August, voters will vote on whether to amend the state constitution, especially in the wake of Friday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Kentucky, legality, none. In anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Kentucky's lawmakers have already banned abortions in the state, with the lone exception of the woman's health being at serious risk. So Kentucky, abortions are not allowed there unless the woman's health is at risk. Louisiana, legality, none. Abortions in Louisiana are now deemed illegal, minus the notable exception of a woman's health being a serious risk. The state already had a trigger law on the books, meaning that it could go in effect immediately after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Maine, legality full. Democrats control the state legislature and the governor's office. Abortions are legal in Maine up until the point of viability, which means up until the time that the baby can live outside the womb. State also protects full abortion access. Maryland, legality full. Friday's Supreme Court ruling will likely have no effect here. The state of Maryland permits abortions up until the point of viability. The state law also protects full abortion access. Massachusetts, legality full. Massachusetts women can opt for abortions up until the 24-week period of pregnancy. State Supreme Court also recognizes abortions in the state constitution. Michigan, legality, legal for now. For now, abortions are legal in Michigan up until the point of viability, which, like I said again, is when the baby can live outside the womb. However, the Republicans control the state legislature and might soon return abortion laws back to the pre-Roe versus Wade period. In that event, abortions would be illegal except for the woman's health being at serious risk. Minnesota, legality full. Friday's Supreme Court ruling will likely have no effect in Minnesota. State law permits abortions up until the point of viability. Lawmakers also grant full abortion access to pregnant women. Mississippi, legality, illegal soon. Republican Governor Kate Reeves and leaders of the Republican-controlled legislature have seemingly been chipping away at abortion rights for years. In the short term, abortions are legal up to 20 weeks. However, the state reportedly has a trigger law prohibiting all abortions 10 days after the state attorney general certifies the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade. The notable exceptions for abortion, cases of rape, or when the woman's health is at serious risk. Missouri, legality, illegal soon. Similar to Mississippi, the state of abortion rights could be in the hands of Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who currently occupies that post has promised an immediate response to abortion rights once the Supreme Court formally acted, which they did on Friday. In that event, abortion could be illegal in all cases, with the notable exception of a woman's health being at serious risk. Montana, legality full. State law permits abortions up until the point of viability. Lawmakers also grant full abortion access to pregnant women. In other words, Friday's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court might not hold much substance in Montana. The only caveat, Republican Governor Greg Gianforte reportedly wants to limit access to abortion. Nebraska, legality, legal for now. Nebraska allows abortions until 20 weeks after fertilization. At the same time, neither the state Supreme Court nor the state constitution have formally recognized abortion. Also, there are no laws protecting abortion access. Nevada, legality full. Nevada permits abortion rights up until the 24th week of a pregnancy. After that, the exception must involve a serious threat to the woman's health. Voters enshrined this right in the state constitution in 1990. New Hampshire, legality full. Abortion in New Hampshire has been protected 24 weeks after the woman's last menstrual period. At the same time, the state Supreme Court does not formally recognize abortion in the state constitution. There are also no laws protecting abortion access. Now, I will get back to that after a little bit because we are at the 30-minute mark. I'll go to a break for a little bit, and then I'll come back with the rest of that in a little bit.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
With CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Now, on that one, I said that he would be back in September. He'll be back in August.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like,
the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM, and see what happens then, where America always wins. One of the things that I was reading was different states and what Roe versus Wade being overturned is going to do to them. I stopped in New Jersey. I stopped actually at New Hampshire. The next one was New Jersey. Legality is full. In Democrat-controlled New Jersey, abortions are legal through every stage of a woman's pregnancy. That means all the way up till birth. The state Supreme Court has identified the right to abortion in the state constitution, and the state law also protects full abortion access. New Mexico. Now, here's my state. This state, and the legality is full, says this state seemingly plays both sides of the argument. Abortions are allowed throughout a woman's pregnancy, and our evil governor in the Santa Fe is now going to fight like hell to keep abortions legal here in this state. But that particular policy has no legal protections in New Mexico. Also, the state Supreme Court has not recognized abortion rights under the state constitution, even though it has used the state's Equal Rights Amendment to overturn restrictions on Medicaid abortion coverage. That's New Mexico. New York, legality full. In New York, women can opt in to abortions up until the 24th week of their pregnancy. Supreme Court also recognizes abortions in the state constitution. South Carolina, legality, legal for now. At this moment, abortions are legal in the state up until the point of viability. There's the difference between North Carolina and New Mexico. New Mexico, you can get an abortion all the way up until the day of birth. But North Carolina is up until the point of viability, which is, of course, like I said before, when the baby can live outside the womb. However, court action might come soon now with the Supreme Court has formally overturned Roe versus Wade. According to reports, North Carolina could act a full ban of abortions or opt for a 20-week termination period. North Dakota, legality, legal for now. Abortions will likely become illegal in North Dakota after the state attorney general certifies the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on Roe versus Wade with the state's legislative council. After that, the trigger law would ban all abortions, with the notable exceptions of rape, incest, or the woman's health being at serious risk. Ohio, legality full. Abortions are currently legal until 20 weeks after fertilization. However, a state law banning abortion 6 weeks after the woman's last menstrual period could soon be approved, depending on the courts and the leadership party affiliation within the state. The abortion exceptions include the woman's health being at serious risk. Oklahoma, legality, none. Republicans have a supermajority in the state House and Senate chambers and control the governor's office. And in anticipation of U.S. Supreme Court's ruling, Oklahoma lawmakers have already banned abortions in the state with the exception of the woman's health being at serious risk. Oregon, legality, full. Abortions are legal in Oregon throughout every stage of a woman's pregnancy, all the way up to birth. The state Supreme Court has identified a right to abortion in the state constitution, and the state law also protects full abortion access, another state where the baby has absolutely no rights. Pennsylvania, legality full. Abortion in Pennsylvania has protections 24 weeks after the woman's last menstrual period. At the same time, the state Supreme Court does not formally recognize abortion in the state constitution. There are also no laws protecting abortion access. Rhode Island, legality full. Abortions are legal in Rhode Island throughout every stage of a woman's pregnancy. The state Supreme Court has identified a right to abortion in the state constitution, and state law also protects full abortion access. South Carolina, legality, legal for now. Abortions are currently legal until 20 weeks after fertilization. However, a state law banning abortion 6 weeks after a woman's last menstrual period could soon be approved, depending on the courts. The abortion exceptions include rape, incest, the woman's health being at serious risk, and a case of fatal fetal anomaly. South Dakota, legality, none. In anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling, South Dakota lawmakers have already banned abortions in the state, with the lone exception of the woman's health being at serious risk. Tennessee, legality, legal for now. State law permits abortions up until the point of viability. However, the state reportedly has a trigger law prohibiting all abortions 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning Roe v. Wade. The notable exception for abortion, the woman's health being at serious risk. Texas, legality, illegal soon. Similar to Tennessee, Texas reportedly has a trigger law prohibiting all abortions 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The notable exceptions for abortion, the woman's health is at serious risk. In the meantime, abortion has been banned after 6 weeks of pregnancy since September, a law that's enforced through the private right of action. Utah, legality, legal for now. Republicans boast a supermajority in Utah, controlling the House and Senate chambers along with the governor's office. The state has a trigger law prohibiting all abortions after the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning Roe v. Wade. The notable exceptions for abortion, cases of rape or incest, and the woman's health being at serious risk. There are also exceptions for fatal fetal anomaly or severe brain abnormality. Vermont, legality full. Abortions are legal in Vermont throughout every stage of a woman's pregnancy. The state Supreme Court has identified a right to abortion in the state constitution, and the state law also protects full abortion access. Virginia, legality full. In Virginia, abortions are permitted up until the third trimester of a pregnancy. Also, the state Supreme Court does not recognize abortion rights in the state constitution, and the law does not protect full abortion access. Washington State, legality full. Friday's Supreme Court ruling might not have any effect on Washington. State law permits abortions up until the point of viability. Lawmakers also grant full abortion access to pregnant women. Virginia, legality. Potentially illegal. This state may revert back to pre-Roe v. Wade abortion laws. In that event, abortions would be banned except for when a woman's health is at serious risk. Wisconsin, legality potentially illegal. Similar to West Virginia, Wisconsin might revert back to pre-Roe v. Wade abortion laws. In that event, abortions would be banned except for the woman's health being at serious risk. Wyoming, illegal soon. For now, abortions are permitted in Wyoming up until the point of viability. The state also has a trigger law that would ban abortion shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The state attorney general must review that decision and then send a report to the Wyoming governor within 30 days. After that, the governor has a short time window to certify the new law. In that event, abortions would be banned in the state, with the notable exceptions of rape, incest, or a woman's health being at serious risk. Now, this came from Newsmax, and that listed every state, folks. So if you're one of these people who's rioting like they did in Arizona, the fact that you can't get abortions anymore because Roe versus Wade has been overturned, you can still get abortions. You can still get them. Hell, they're rioting here in New Mexico too. But we've got a governor who will allow abortions all the way up until the time of birth. And she has already stated in the Pinion Post, she has already signed a pro-abortion executive order to further protect abortions or promote abortions. Because on Monday, pro-abortion Democrat Governor, well, I've got to do something here. I think something just started up on my computer. If I can get this to, I guess that's, I'm trying to figure out why that music is playing, but it's not on my computer, so I can go ahead and close that. I have to try and figure out what is going on. I have absolutely nobody in my chat room. I don't know if I've, it doesn't look like I've had anybody in my chat room either. But we will be back in a few minutes with our next segment. I am going to go for a little while longer because I was late this evening. We'll be right back after these messages. I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America. For the past few months, we have not heard from our good friend and mentor, our very own Uncle Ben Fisher, but he has been around, though very busy, starting businesses and trying to get things going where he is. So his show has been put on hiatus for now, but in the coming month or so, we are looking to see him return to CNM as he is about to retire and will give him more time to let us know all the things that he has a good ear for hearing. Bing's mellow voice and his expertise in engineering, along with his love of America, keeps us all informed as to what we should be doing and why the things are happening here in America as they are. The only side that seems to have consequences anymore are the right. The left can do anything they want, then blame it on the right, and always laying the blame where it shouldn't be, and they always get away with it.
This has to stop. Listen to our very own Uncle Bing Fisher when American by Design returns soon on Sundays, where America always wins.
Article that I read, the things that are going on in this around the nation, people protesting that now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned, that abortions are illegal and that they have to have their abortions and they have to murder their children because they don't want them. These people should have thought about it before they got pregnant. Now, of course, in almost every one of these states, even the ones where abortion has been banned completely, if you've been raped or the pregnancy is because of incest or because of, with the woman's health being a serious risk, then you can still get it. But in many, many states, abortion is still legal. Here in New Mexico, it's going to be still legal as long as our evil governor is in the White Roundhouse. Because on Monday, pro-abortion Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a radical executive order further protecting abortion access in New Mexico, despite abortion up to birth being a free-for-all after she signed a 2021 bill that stripped all protections for women, babies, and medical professionals. According to a press release from Lujan Grisham's office, it said she would sign an executive order on Monday, which she did, protecting abortion access in New Mexico as laws preventing necessary reproductive health care have gone into effect and are soon to go into effect in states across the country. Now, here's the problem. Abortion is not necessary reproductive health care. It's murder, period. Murder. Gabriel Burkhart of KRKE News reported that Lujan Grisham says her executive order signals to other states that local abortion providers will be legally protected as long as she's governor, i.e. governor will not execute any potential warrants for extradition related to this issue. If there's an opportunity, you get it fixed and addressed, the governor said, regarding the LGBTQ health care. My opponent on this issue has very extreme views, Lujan Grisham claimed, referring to Republican gubernatorial nominee Mark Ronchetti. State Senator Linda Lopez, Democrat of Bernalillo, who is in the Democrats' Senate leadership, claimed a 15-week abortion ban is a non-starter. It creates more loss, more life loss, Lujan Grisham claimed, regarding a bill to limit abortions in the state. Lujan Grisham closed off press conference by yelling, more, 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 referring to abortion. This woman is evil, folks. Plain and simple, she is evil. According to Dan, according to Dan Boyd of the Albuquerque Journal, the executive order protects healthcare professionals and assets. States will not. The state will not comply with abortion-related extradition requests from other states. And even here in New Mexico, where she keeps getting voted, well, where Democrats keep getting voted in, the comments on this say it all. Paul Hoyland said on June 27th, more, more, more murdering babies. And that's exactly what it is, folks. This woman is a murdering bitch. I am sorry to say this, but she is. And she's proven to everyone in this state and everyone around this nation that all you have to do is, if you want an abortion, no matter what, just come to New Mexico. She'll take care of you. She'll kill your baby for you. And this has been going on for a while here in New Mexico. I had talked about earlier how I was going to talk about the big New Mexico connection to the landmark Dobbs Supreme Court case. Last Friday, pro-lifers had rejoiced as the archaic 49-year-old Roe versus Wade decision was tossed in the trash heap of history. Roe legalized abortion on demand in America. The Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case that toppled it now allows the abortion issue to go back to each individual state. And that's what I've been telling people. They sit there and they go off half-cocked thinking that now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned, that abortion's illegal and they got to protest and they got to riot. No, they don't. Most states still have provisions for abortion and allow abortions. And if you want to go even farther than that, some states allow it all the way up until birth. New Mexico and Oregon are two of them. But one of the key players in the Dobbs case is a big fish in the legal field, Erin Morrow Hawley, the wife of U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican of Missouri. According to Axios, quote, as senior counsel to appellate team at Christian Legal Advocacy Group Advanced Defending Freedom, Erin Morrow Hawley helped the state of Mississippi draft merits and reply briefs for Dobbs versus Jackson Health Women's Health Organization, unquote. Erin Hawley has deep roots in New Mexico. According to the Washington Post, Erin Hawley, the daughter of fifth-generation New Mexico ranchers, also is comfortable speaking beneath slate-gray, seeping Midwestern skies in front of enormous bins of rice to a small but grateful gathering of farmers. Erin Hawley grew up near the small village of Des Moines in Union County, the northeast New Mexico County touches both Oklahoma and Texas to its east. Hawley is the eldest and has two sisters named Maggie and Rory. Both Hawleys clerked for the U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who both attended Yale Law School. Formerly, Erin Hawley received her bachelor's degree in animal science from Texas A&M University. After the landmark Dobbs decision, which Erin Hawley was integral in getting across the finish line, she wrote, quote, I'm so pleased. It's a 6-3 decision, she added. The Supreme Court has taken the shackles of Roe off of the states. Now that Dobbs has sent the abortion question back to the states, New Mexico's laws remain unchanged. In 2021, New Mexico Democrats and one ex-Republican state representative, Phelps Anderson, independent of Roswell, rammed through an abortion up-to-birth bill that flatly stripped all protections for babies, mothers, and medical professionals. Abortionists in New Mexico are now looking to capitalize on Roe's reversal by taking in women from neighboring states to kill their babies through abortions in New Mexico. In November, pro-life Republicans have a shot at taking back the governor's mansion and the state House of Representatives to stop the abortion agenda of the Democrat Party. If they succeed, it could be possible to pass a limit on abortions in the state. I'm hoping that to happen, but I'm not really sure if it will. One comment on this article said, while people are getting giddy about overturning Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court did nothing unusual. Constitutionally, the federal government should have never enacted it in the first place. The Constitution states that the federal government has only the power conferred upon it by the states. Therefore, i.e. Texas law is different than New Mexico on abortion. Sadly, because the low character of our so-called representatives, New Mexico is getting known as the bastion of liberal Marxism, and our last in everything good reputation will continue unless we monitor elections and get better people in office that care about the public, not the party. And then they put in parentheses, the Communist Party. And in this state, that's exactly right. In this state, the Democrats are communists. And we're having all kinds of problems here in the state because of that. And the one other article I wanted to talk about today was voters who delivered a Biden victory in 2020 now registering for GOP in massive numbers. And this is actually pretty good. The Democratic Party's lurch to the left has caused voters to flee the party in droves as the midterm elections approach. Voter registration data in more than 40 states analyzed, the Associated Press shows that more than 1 million voters have joined the Republican Party. According to the AP tally, the GOP is gaining in all states from cities to towns, but has made its most important gains in suburbs that backed President Joe Biden. Suburbs around major metropolitan areas such as Denver, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland are part of the flight from the Democratic Party, as are those around medium-sized cities such as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Raleigh, North Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, and Des Moines, Iowa. Party switching takes place all the time. And the AP report noted that Democrats have gained 630,000 votes during the same period. The GOP gained 1 million enrolled voters. But in many states, the trend is a major red wave. In Iowa, Democrats who once had a 2-to-1 lead in party changers are now on the reverse end. A similar pattern has taken shape in Ohio. Florida data shows 70% of party changers are becoming Republicans, up from 58% when former President Donald Trump was in office. In Pennsylvania, 63% of those changing their party's enrollment joined the GOP, also up from an earlier figure of 58%. In Lorain County, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland, almost every party switcher in the last year went Republican. Explanations for the change vary. Ben Smith of Larimer County, Colorado, called the trend more so a rejection of the left than embracing the right. Jessica Kroll, also of Larimer County, said that despite years as a Democrat, by 2020, the Democrat Party had left me behind. The party itself is no longer Democrat, it's progressive socialism, she said. Biden and the Democrats are woefully out of touch with the American people, and that's why voters are flocking to the Republican Party in droves, RNC Chair Rona McDaniel said. American suburbs will trend red for cycles to come because of Biden's gas hike, the open border crisis, baby formula shortage, and rising crime. Emily Seidel, who leads the Organization for Americans for Prosperity, said voters are distancing themselves from Democrats who represent extreme policy positions. But that doesn't mean that they're ready to vote against those lawmakers either. Frankly, they're skeptical of both options they have, Seidel said. The lesson here, candidates have to make their case. They have to give voters something to be for, not just something to be against. And there's where the Democrats are losing and the Republicans are winning right now, because the Republicans are giving reasons why they should be voted for, They're giving the reasons why. Democrats are just saying, you can't go that way because they're bad. Never giving any reason why they're bad, why Republicans are bad. They're just saying they're bad. And they won't give reasons. And that's, you know, that's the thing that's going on right now. And in this article from the Western Journal, they asked the question, will Republicans gain control of Congress this year? I voted yes. And the yeses are 99% of the votes. No is 1%. So okay, these kind of things are things we have to look at here, folks. Because what is going on in this country right now? Republicans are slated to win. And I predict they will. But I got another prediction for you here. If they do not do what they were put in office for, they will not stay in office. Period. The Republicans right now have an awesome opportunity to take back America, take back the rule of law, take back the Constitution. And things are going their way right now with abortion, Roe versus Wade being overturned finally and put back in the hands of the states where it should have been in the first place. Articles are now coming out about electric cars, how they're not the end-all problems for everyone like the left is constantly telling us. There are problems with electric cars, as I mentioned in the very, very first of this show. Democrats don't care about that. They want to keep that from being put out there. Places like my show, Vince's show on Saturday, Bing's show when he comes back, Douglas V. Gibbs in California. We're all saying the same thing. Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh always said the same thing. America has had a war waged on us. And it's not by an enemy. It's by our federal government. Americans are being told that we're no longer important. Only the illegals are. Biden is now busing them in from the border and busing them into cities where the votes are mostly Republican. And the reason for that is to change that vote. What's going on in this nation, folks, is we have a complete party on the left who is in control of a lot of the government in this country who wants to destroy the Constitution, wants to destroy our rights, our God-given rights, wants to destroy the Second Amendment, and they're actively going after that, wants to destroy businesses because of things like government loans for school loans. The left is now saying, oh yeah, just report that to us and we'll take it away from you. They do this kind of thing, and what's going to happen, folks, is the companies that will give you the loans to go to school will stop giving you the loans to go to school. Schools will then, because of the Democrats, will become free. Then the schools will start losing teachers. Democrats' way of doing things never works. Never works. Because they are constantly trying to make sure that America's foundation is not allowed. And until we, the people, stop this, it's going to continue. And until we, the people, stop this, it's going to continue to get worse. This is something that we have to start watching out for. We have to start looking for. We have to stop people like Biden and his press secretary. We have to stop them from shutting down any voice that goes against them. And they do it all the time. And the latest thing that actually came out of this whole thing is the Supreme Court now upholds a high school football coach's right to pray on the field. And this one was actually a good thing. And if you don't look for stuff like this, you won't think that anything's changing. But the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday expanded the religious rights of government employees by ruling in favor of a Christian former public high school football coach in Washington State, and this is a liberal state, folks, who sued after being suspended from his job for refusing to stop leading prayers with players on field after games. The justices in a 6-3 decision sided with Joseph Kennedy, who until 2015 was a part-time assistant football coach in the city of Bremerton and has since become a cause celebrity for conservative Christian activists. The court's conservative justices were in the majority and its liberal members in dissent. The ruling written by Justice Neil Gorsuch rejected the local school district's concerns that in a public school setting, Kennedy's prayers and Christian-infused speeches could be seen as coercive to students or a governmental endorsement of a particular religion in violation of what is now known as the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. The Supreme Court held that Kennedy's actions were protected by his own rights under the First Amendment, which protects free speech and religious expression. Gorsuch wrote, "Respect for religious expressions is indispensable to life in a free and diverse republic. Whether those expressions take place in a sanctuary or on a field, and whether they manifest through the spoken word or with a bowed head." This is great, folks. And the Democrats are losing their minds over things like this. And it seems like we can see almost daily now where the liberal left is losing their minds almost daily, because something else is going against them, and they don't like it. They don't like it one little bit, and they're turning around and starting to push against us, the people, saying that our rights are not our rights, that they can take them away anytime they want. This is coming, folks, and thank God the people are starting to stand up to it. This is something we need to start watching for, because if we don't, all kinds of hell is going to start happening in this country. And I'm not talking about the hell that happened in 2020 when the Democrats allowed Black Lives Matter and Antifa to go all over the country and in the big cities and just ravage and riot and burn and loot and kill. It'll probably come down to that too, because the left will allow it. But what the right and the law-abiding people in this country need to start doing is prosecuting these people who do these things, which are against the law. They need to be prosecuted, thrown in jail, and fined for the things they're doing. And I know a lot of the people on the left are going to say, oh, no, that can't happen. Think about it the other way. If the same thing was happening against the things that the left was wanting, the left would do it. And if the left can do it, the right can too. And the left is beginning to realize that the people are starting to stand up and go against them in almost everything that they're standing for right now. We need to start realizing this, folks. Because if we don't, things are going to get worse. Things are going to get horribly worse in this country. And the main problem that we have to do right now is stop voting in the Democrats. And the last thing I want to talk about here, another article from Western Journal, the headline, God's Blessing. The markets broke a three-week losing streak the day after Roe versus Wade died. The article says it's not what you should need a sign to know that God doesn't endorse a nation that proclaims a constitutional right to kill the unborn. However, if you need to look for one, here you go. On Friday, in the afternoon of the Supreme Court's ruling in Dobbs versus Jackson, Women's Health, the stock market rallied. And all three of the major Wall Street indexes broke a month-long losing streak, according to the Washington Free Beacon. Here at the Washington, the Dow Jones spiked early in Friday's session, just as the Supreme Court announced its groundbreaking ruling, the Free Beacon reported. It remained strong and rallied into the close, up more than 800 points, capping off the first week of gains this month. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ posted gains on Friday of about 3%. This was the first weekly gain for the markets in 3 weeks. Of course, President Joe Biden called Friday a sad day for the country. We need to restore the protections of Roe as the law of the land. We need to elect officials who will do that, Biden said, according to CNBC. This is not over, he added. He's another one who is evil as they come, and he wants to continue killing babies. And remember, we were reliably informed by the American left that overturning Roe versus Wade would have horrible implications for the economy. Why? Because because women need to be able to work and be productive, of course. If a woman is raising a child, she cannot put in 40 hours a week, well, more like 50 or 60, at the office or on Zoom calls. A woman must have the freedom to kill her child, we were told, or else she won't have a freedom to climb the soul-crushing ladder of corporate America. Take this representative piece of drivel from Kate Bond, one of MSNBC's opinion columnists. She wrote, bodily autonomy interacts with self-determination across society, including the economy. When workers of any gender don't have a choice or control over their lives, they are disempowered in the labor market too. And this can have a negative effect on the American economy writ large. The link between bodily autonomy and economic opportunity is likely intuitive to anyone who can get pregnant. In the 49 years that women have had the legal right to an abortion, they have had a greater assurance and control over when and whether to start a family, allowing them to better share the economic growth. This is because planning one's family shapes one's deployment of their skills and interests. The research shows how abortion access expansion in the 70s was directly linked to increased educational attainment, greater labor force participation, and higher earnings, unquote. Forget that this argument doesn't even touch upon whether an unborn child is a human life or whether Roe was correctly decided. If people really crossed the line that economic attainment was tied to the right to an abortion, obviously the first reaction to Dobbs would have been a market plunge. Instead, well, the results speak for themselves. Of course, there's no way to know whether this was a blessing and a sign from God. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. It does, however, act as a rejoinder to people with hot takes on abortion like this. Jordan Chamberlain tweeted, "Riot police is here. Jesus is pro-choice." Jesus is in fact not pro-choice when it comes to killing the unborn. God blesses those who protect life and punish evil. The Supreme Court did the first of those things on Friday, and its decision paved the way for the states to do the second. Psalm 128, verse 4 says, "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." Proverbs 14:34 reads, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." It is impossible to say whether this was divine providence. However, there's only one way to open the door for those blessings. And on Friday, the Supreme Court took it. I thank you all for listening to the show tonight. I am in the process of, I've probably gone over my 2-hour mark right now, but I will be back on Friday. We are hoping that on Saturday, Vincent will not be back. He is gone on his month-long hiatus for July, spending time with his family. So chances are my show will be the only one this week and next week and the week after. But hopefully Bing will find a way back and things will start looking up for Conservative Nation Media. Also, we have to remind you folks that if you have a show idea or an idea to do a show, Conservative Nation Media is looking for you. And you can contact us at Conservative Nation Media, all one word, 2017@gmail.com, and let us know your show ideas and we will take it from there. God bless you. God bless us all. God bless America. And thank God for this Supreme Court ruling on Friday. Have a good day and I'll see you again on Friday. You all.